Tesla, Hyundai, Ford, GM, Rivian. What do all of those names have in common? They're all automakers here in the United States and across the world. Google, Apple. What do those two have in common? Well, they single-handedly run the entire mobile landscape of the world. When it comes to the United States, iOS is king. When it comes to the world, Android is king. And you know what? When you plug your phone into your car, there's this thing called Android Auto, or this thing called CarPlay that pops up depending on which phone you have, and it mirrors select functionality up so that your phone's contacts, messages, music apps, podcast apps, pizza ordering apps, coffee ordering apps, they travel with you as they should. But then you have certain companies that say, you know what? Oh, we're too good for that. Here's talking to you, Tesla, which is why I will never be a Tesla customer. Here's talking to you, Rivian, which is why I will never be a Rivian customer. And you know what? GM has added themselves to the fold, saying, you know what? We don't want CarPlay and Android Auto in our electric vehicles. And you know what? I hope that's a nail in the coffin for you. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, guys, so in an article from The Verge, here is the breakdown. So GM's forthcoming electric vehicles will not support Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So what does that mean? It means that users won't be able to, like I just said, project their smartphones directly onto their car's infotainment systems to enjoy a native-like experience. Here's the thing. We're used to it, people. We're used to CarPlay because we're used to iOS. We're used to Android Auto because we're used to Android. No one is used to your terrible infotainment, GM. And this also includes Rivian and Tesla and whoever else refuses to put CarPlay and Android Auto in their devices. So here's the thing. GM's decision, it sparked an immediate backlash, of course. And someone actually tweeted, hey, at GM, I've been eyeing a new Chevy Blazer, but now I won't even consider it. I've been saying my next car will have CarPlay since 2016. Welcome to the club. I think y'all should reconsider this decision. But here's the thing. Existing GM vehicles, of course, they're unaffected. So while existing Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, and Buick owners, including EV drivers, won't be cut off from CarPlay or Android Auto, GM's plans won't include those systems, even though GM's new software is powered by Google. Yeah, using something built by Google, but hey, you know what? You can't run your googly stuff on our stuff. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. And quote, based on all of our research over the past few years, there's definitely massive demand and interest in Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, said Robbie DeGraff, an analyst at the automotive research and marketing firm Auto Pacific. He also noted that in a recent trend study from his firm, the desire for those smartphone systems was topped only by requests for more USB Type-C outlets in cars. Quote, people really want this in their next vehicle, regardless of segment, propulsion, or price point. Furthermore, it's puzzling GM is taking a step for its EV products, this step, as our data show that consumers who intend to buy an EV or a PHEV in the future desire wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto more so than intenders of internal combustion vehicles. And I just do not understand. And at the end of the day, this is all about control. It's about control. And when you hear that control word, you could think about that magic M word. Money, people. Money. GM wants to make money. There's likely going to be some idiotic, stupid, barbaric tie-in so that GM can somehow charge you money. I guarantee it. I guarantee. You know how we had like the big fiasco with BMW trying to lock out features? Smart. Who's to say the GM won't be next with this EVs? And, you know, a lot of times, honestly, I think that we're going the complete wrong direction in all of this EV stuff, but that is a completely different subject. And I don't know if you guys remember, but at WWDC 2022, Apple announced a new generation of CarPlay with widgets, climate control, and a customizable instrument cluster. And they noted tons of other automakers that had jumped on board. So where the heck is this? Where is this? Was GM on this list? I can't really remember that list at this point, but it's just an all-out war for what's put in front of your eyes, because who's in front of your eyes controls the mind share. Who controls the mind share controls your pockets. I've said so long, we've got to stop supporting this crap. Quit supporting companies that don't give us what we want. I'm not buying a Tesla because of Elon Musk, number one, and because two, there's no CarPlay. I'm not buying a Rivian because there's no... If you do not have CarPlay, it is an absolute non-starter. I have went in and retroactively retrofit CarPlay to numerous other vehicles. That's how important it is to plug your phone in and just go. I don't have to sync anything. I don't have to pair anything with Bluetooth. I just go. That is the power of CarPlay. And I listen to a popular podcast from The Verge called The Verge Cast. I know that Nilay Patel, he notes that CarPlay is terrible. You're wrong. As your co-host lets you know, you are 100% incorrect. From every aspect, from every angle, from every idea of the sense. You are so wrong. It is pathetic. People crave CarPlay. Not because it's revolutionary, but because it does, for the most part, just work. Same with Android Auto. And it gives us things that we're familiar with. I don't have to deal with the trash freaking infotainment that's buggy as hell and just does not work well. Why should we have to put up with this? So, yeah, you know what I say? Don't buy GM EVs. Don't buy anybody's stuff that simply is not up to snuff. Do not let anyone force you into a box. If you want to be in that box, so be it. But don't let anyone force you to be in a box. So, giant middle finger to GM and all of your new EVs. Let's go forward. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.